You're listening to SBS News.
8 teenage Olympians are representing Australia in a field well beyond any usual sports arena. They're seeking a gold, silver or bronze medal at the Asian Physics Olympiad. The Australian contenders from year 11 and 12 have spent a year doing exams and intensive training to make the cut. They have already outperformed more than 1,700 other students to be eligible for this international competition. For Stephen Katsimas from Marcellin College in Victoria, he decided to enter the competition because of his love for the subject.
I find physics fascinating because it allows you to analyse the world in which we live, and it does so in a remarkably accurate way. I find it surprising that you can develop models for systems and then have those translate in practical examples and have the theory carry through to the real world. That seems to be where my core fascination with physics comes from.
Mr. Katsimas hopes to make Australia proud at the Olympiad.
Representing Australia is quite an honour. It's something that I'm very proud of, and I feel like it would be a great experience to meet new people and solve physics problems, challenge myself in that way.
Claire Jung was a former participant at the Olympiad and is now a tutor for the students competing this year. She says the level of female participation in the physics competition has improved.
I'm back as a staff member helping students learn and reliving summer school again every year, which is great fun. And it's also really rewarding to see that there's a lot more girls participating in the summer school this year compared to previous years, so we're seeing an upwards trend in that involvement.
Rosemary Zielinski from Merici College in the ACT says she entered to compete in the Asian Olympiad after her teachers encouraged her to.
It's like a dream come true, but it's more importantly, I think it's a chance to learn something that maybe I would never have learnt about before, or, you know, to learn all the things that you don't know. And this is something that the program can provide, I think, at all stages, even at the qualifying exam stage.
Jessica Lum from Pymble Ladies College in New South Wales says she's already proud to have made it this far.
To be one step closer to the Asian Physics Olympiad, it's a really fulfilling experience, and it's just, I guess I'm proud that I've made it this far and been able to test my skills to this extent. I wanted a challenge that went beyond what I learnt in school and really pushed me to do my best and just see how far I could go with it.
As part of the program, students will sit an experimental and theoretical exam and will receive awards based on their exam scores. Professor Caroline McMillan is the chief scientist for South Australia and will be opening the competition today.
They really do represent the best of science talent, and we need that. We need it for new energy sources, new materials we will make, our health, our own health, to ensure that the very best of technology supports diagnoses and interventions. And we really need their work in the environment. They're talented, they're creative, they're going to be excited by meeting each other from across the world, across Asia. And that is going to be one of the most significant contributions out of this meeting.
The Olympiad will also include cultural and educational activities such as a quantum computing presentation by 2018 Australian of the Year, Professor Michelle Simmons, visits to local schools and universities, and even an introduction to the AFL.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.